Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Anastasia, Aaliyah, and Sydney with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, after students in a remote Queensland town found mercury vials at the local tip last Sunday, authorities in Cunnamulla have spent days combing through suspected mercury contamination sites. Researchers say that it was irresponsible to dump the vials. Mercury can be absorbed through the skin, inhaled, or ingested, resulting in varied degrees of severity of mercury poisoning. At room temperature, mercury stays as a shining silver liquid and can break up into small droplets, spreading over large surface areas. The vapor can also spread through the air, and this makes the contamination process difficult. Large quantities of mercury lead to a person having immediate symptoms of shortness of breath, rash, or gastrointestinal reactions. But even small amounts over a large period of time could lead to poisoning with numbness, tingling, muscle weakness, and headaches. People exposed to mercury are advised to call poison information centers or an ambulance in an emergency. In more local news, Kmart and Shein have been challenged in the originality of their designs by Queensland retailers Silo Skirt, who have claimed that they have been copied in an intellectual property dispute. Business and online Shein retailers Billy J and Sophie Leslie have denied that they have breached Silo Skirt's intellectual property rights and have gone on to challenge the ownership of all these designs. Shein and Kmart have claimed in court documents that Silo Skirt did not hold a copyright for certain elements and garments that they were accused in stealing, saying that the designs were not new or distinctive. The further trials will continue in federal court in Queensland on July 7th.
In national news, one of Australia's largest cement manufacturing sites is shutting down temporarily to transition from coal-fired kiln to alternative fuel sources like used tires and sustainable wood waste. Cement Australia's Railton plant is planning to reduce its reliance on fossil fuels in efforts to decarbonization. After the switch, they expect to reduce 111,000 tons of coal use and 105,000 tons of carbon dioxide used in a year. However, the source of the wood chips that will be used for this transition is still unknown, sparking worries among conservationists. Green Senator Nick McKim said this upgrade was a misuse of funding, and the potential for the wood chips to be sourced from native forests could in turn produce high emissions activity that will do more harm than good for the environment. Tasmanian Conservation Trust Chief Executive Peter McGlone said there should be more transparency about the wood sourcing and more community consultation should be done. This is just a show of bad faith from the company that they don't seem to want to talk to the community who own these forests and will help subsidize in their development, he said to the ABC. More in national news, as winter is starting, farmers across Australia are hoping the cold weather could stop the terrorizing mouse plague that devastated their home and fields for months. Farmers are already suffering from fuel and fertilizer supply uncertainties, and the mice feel this pressure is not enough. Farmers had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to combat the mouse plague, either by replanting crops the mice devoured or placing poison baits. They had been desperate for a stronger bait access for months, and the national regulator had recently approved a higher strength bait to be available for farmers. The stronger bait, combined with cooler temperatures and rain forecasts, had farmers seeing mice numbers dropping in recent days. With winter coming around, Western Australian farmer Geoff Cosgrove is hopeful. He said eventually, the mice do stop because it gets too cold and wet.
In international news, dozens of people have been killed and at least 70 injured after a massive explosion in a rebel-held village in northeastern Myanmar. Rescue workers say that more than 45 people have died when explosives believed to be stored for mining operations detonated in Kwao Tump village on Sunday. Additionally, more than 100 homes were reportedly destroyed in the blast. The area, located 3 kilometres south of the Chinese border, is controlled by the Tang National Liberation Army, or TNLA, an ethnic armed group fighting against Myanmar's central government. The TNLA said in a statement that gelignite, a commonly used but unstable explosive material which had been stored by the group's economic department, had gone off. The group also said an investigation into the cause of the explosion was underway. However, the group did not provide any figures on deaths or injuries. Local rescuers warn the death toll could rise with fears of more victims remaining trapped beneath collapsed buildings. According to a report from Chinese state broadcaster CCTV, local authorities are currently providing relief, medical care and resettlement assistance to affected residents. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with high winds and a high chance of no rain. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.